The next one,
accept separation.
Yes. Separation is one of the divine events leading you into the fulfillment of your ministry and your calling. Separation. Separation. Amen. Accept separation and you will make full proof of your ministry. Now you can fulfill your ministry by deeply understanding the separation that God has caused to take place between you and other people who are just like you. When you accept the separation and flow in it, you fulfill a large aspect of your ministry. Now listen, to be called by God means to be separated for his purpose. Yes. Perhaps this is the most important definition of what it means to be called. God's calling isolates you and separates you from the larger body of Christians. To be separated means to be detached, to detach somebody from a larger group. Your calling therefore means that you have been isolated for the purpose of God. To be detached from a larger group. You see, God never calls a group, but he calls individuals and separates them and uses them. That's actually what it means to be called. For example, and you know, in the Hebrew word, to be called also means to be identified and to be called out by name. So you see that as we are here, do you see? Yeah. If I say, hey, come, everybody will be looking at me. Who should come?
Yeah.
Who should come? But if I say, Tyro, is it Tyro? Tariro, come. Tariro, come. You see that? Tariro is standing here. And she's separated from everybody.
Yes.
From the group. Because her name was mentioned. And because I know her by name. In Isaiah, it said, for I have called you by name. You are mine. Do you see? Now, do you know that your name was called out in the realms of the spirit? Yes, God mentioned your name. That's why you came. Among your friends, among your mates, among your family members, God mentioned your name. That's how can you respond it to your salvation. Because your name was mentioned. Zacchaeus, make haste. There were so many people, but his name was mentioned. God knows you by name. To be called means to be called out by name. Your name was actually mentioned in the realms of the spirit. God knows your name, or you think God doesn't know your name? To separate you. So those of you who don't accept, or you have not accepted the separation, you still want to belong to a group. You still want to be identified with the group God is calling you out of. You still want to be identified with the family that God is calling you out of. That was the problem with Abraham. Abraham's calling was delayed because he would not accept separation. A lot of you don't know that Abraham delayed in this responding to God. But I will show you. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Now, listen on. You are in the British, you are in the Queen's, what's the name? The Queensland, English land. The home, the originators of English. Now, the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you. Now look at the word, the Lord has said unto Abraham. So it means that God told him long time ago. Past and had said. So it's not like he just heard it. Because when the Bible says, and the Lord said to Abraham, it's different from the Lord had said. Had said means he has spoken to him long time ago. But Abraham will not respond. He was still staying with his father and his family. If you read chapter 11, the latter part, you will see. It was when his father died that he decided to obey the call. It was when his father died. Then suddenly he said, I'm now going to leave. I'm now going to leave. The Lord has said. Do you see? His father died. Chapter 11, the last part of chapter 11, you see. Hello?
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 You are too slow, or you didn't have lunch to eat. You're still wasting time. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. Terah, that's Abraham's father. It was when his father died. Do you see? That's where Abraham now decided that he was going to leave his country, his kindred, his father's house, and go to the country, the place where God will show him. He was struggling with the separation. And even when God spoke to him and he was leaving, go back to Genesis chapter 12. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, come out! And I'll show the land where you should be. Verse 2. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I'll bless thee and make thy name great, and that shall be a blessing. Verse 3. And hello, quick. What's happening? And I'll bless them that bless thee, and I'll curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. But look at verse 4. He says, so Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. Was Lot supposed to go with him? He didn't accept the separation fully. And Lot went with him. All the problems Abraham had in his life was because of this mistake. The refusal to accept separation. In chapter 13, verse 7 to 9, he has strife with Lot. It was a big problem. And there was a strife between the headmen of Abraham's cattle and Lot's cattle, and the Canaanite and the people then in the land. Verse 8. And Abraham said unto Lot, let there be no strife. You see, you shouldn't have taken Lot along. Now look at the problem you are solving. Strife, fighting. I pray between me and thee and between my headmen and thy headmen, for we are brethren. Do you see? Verse 9. It's not the whole land before thee. Separate thyself. Now he's telling him, separate yourself. I've made a mistake. I should have separated myself from you. Yes. You see, accept separation and you will find out that you will fulfill your ministry. Amen. I had to accept separation to go be on a mission field. I had to separate myself from my mother. My mother is very precious to me, you know. Yes. She single-handedly, a single mother, took care of me throughout all my education till university. And the things she has passed through to be able to pay my school fees. You have no idea. Wow. An African woman. God bless African women. Oh, yeah. And God bless African mothers. Yes. But I had to separate myself from her. I remember the meeting I had with her. It was so emotional. When I told her that I'm leaving for Mozambique. It was very emotional. Because she knew that I was going to France. I was going to live in France. And I was set for that. But I received a call. Then the Lord said to me, no, it's not a good idea. Where are you going? Mozambique. What is that? I had to accept that separation. Accept separation. Some of you, your ministry is not in England. Maybe in another country. Apart from England. If you don't learn to accept separation. Pastor. Is it Pedro? Yes. Pastor Pedro. Maybe maybe your ministry is in Angola. If you don't accept that separation, so I still want to be in England, you will miss your ministry. Yes. You will miss your ministry. You'll be shocked that one day the Lord will say to you, leave England and go here. And how do you know that God is the one who is called? God will use your pastor, a man of God. You see, many of you don't know that when your pastor is talking to you, it's God who is speaking through him. In Psalm 77 verse 20, he says, talking about God, thou leadest thy people like a flock. Thou leadest. That God, are you not a sheep? God leads you like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. So God is the one leading you, but he's using a hand. And the hand is your pastor. Moses was a shepherd and Aaron was assistant pastor. So God uses his servants to lead us. So by going to Mozambique, I didn't hear a voice directly from God. An angel appeared to me, Frank, Apache, go. I say, go to Mozambique. My calling to Mozambique was through a text message from our prophet. He was in South Africa and he sent me a message. You are going to Mozambique. And my reply was, D-A-Z-I-T, does it. One word, does it. That's how I responded to my call. Yes, my response was just one word, does it. D-A-Z-I-T. That's it. And as I followed the hand, the hand said, go to Mozambique. And I've gone. By the grace of God, I'm fulfilling my ministry there. I'm making full proof of my ministry. I accepted the separation. And it wasn't easy. Because I was working in his office. I used to see him every day. We traveled together, eat together. Oh, so I said, Daddy, so I'm going. Before Mozambique, Bahamas, different things would come up. Then he said, look, one day he told us, I enjoy you being here. I want you to be here with me. But then, I also hear a rebuke from the Lord. That me, I didn't keep my only begotten son. You have a lot of sons and you still want to keep some away. Hey! I remember. So I have to let you go. Say, God had only one son he kept. And it's very dangerous to keep you here. Hey! So when I was leaving, I said, Daddy, I'm going to miss you. So Daddy, I will not have this opportunity again. That's when he told me that I should learn from Bishop Richard. Yes. That he's gone to a far country, but he's closer to him than many of the people in Accra. So distance shouldn't be a problem. Yes. So I had to now go and learn how to be far and be connected. Do you understand my message? Yeah. But he said, I had to accept the separation. Separation. Some of you are so used to the same environment, the same kind of friends, the same kind of whatever. Everything same. You can't change. You don't accept separation. Even when God is trying to separate you from your old boyfriend, you will not accept it. You are forcing the guy to be born again by force. One day I saw a sister who would need separation from God. God was separating her from this uncircumcised boyfriend. She has come to church, but she will never leave this Afghanistan boyfriend. Uncircumcised Philistine. The guy would never come to church. But when she was feeling the heat and the pressure from us, her pastors, she forced the guy to come to church one of the Sundays. And when I did the altar call, she was holding the guy's hand to lift it up. Lift up your hand. And the guy was fighting with her. Say, I will not lift up my hand. Then she was forcing the hand to go up. And I was just looking at her. I said, look at you, look at you. I'm a force. I have a spiritual daughter in this country. When we're on campus, the same thing. God was separating her, but she was so glued to this foolish boy. Yes. The guy will not go to church. Nothing. Unspiritual. Then she started bringing the guy. When he brings the guy to church, she brings the guy. She would let the guy sit behind me. The second row, she would let the guy sit there. When I start preaching, the guy will just adjust himself and sleep throughout. No amen. No shouting. Nothing. She sleeps throughout. Yeah. Forcing the guy. They married. They came to this country. The problem the guy gave her. Divorced her. Took away the children. Ran to some country. All kinds of problems. I said, when God was trying to separate you, you will not allow him. Look at the problem, the mess you have caused your life. So many people have not been able to fulfill their ministry because they can't accept separation. Isaiah 51 verse 2. Look unto your father Abraham, for I called, and your mother Sarah, that bed, for I called him alone, and I blessed him, and I increased him. I called him what? Alone. But he made a mistake and took Lot along. The call of God is alone. It's a lonely call. Yes. It's a one-man thing. I called him alone. 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 Jesus was with the disciple after resurrection when they all backslided. Peter said, I go a fishing. And all of them say, we go with you. How does it help you? If somebody is backsliding, why do you want to join? Somebody is leaving the church. You too, I'm leaving the church. Somebody says he's offended. He's leaving the church. Then you too, you say, I'm also adding myself. I don't understand. It doesn't make sense. And I feel like insulting such people. As if you didn't go to school. I had a friend who was trying to do the same thing to me. Yes, we were all in the church. I was in the choir. He was an usher. Yes. His shepherd was called Nati. I always remember a fair, short, colored guy. Fair, yeah, fair. Short. With a lot of hairs. Dr. Steve, I'm sure maybe you may remember him. He said the guy faced him. The shepherd faced him. Because he didn't come for Saturday cleaning. And Sunday he came, and so he blasted in front of all the other sheep. So after church, this my friend was not happy at all. He became offended. So when we were going home, we used to live in the same area, he said to me that he's offended. He's not coming to church. And he's telling me we shouldn't come here again. We. I remember where we were going. We were a hill to go to the main road. She said we shouldn't come. She said this church there, they don't respect because we are poor. All kinds of words. Everything is we. But you see, I went to school and I did well. And I just passed is it senior high school? I don't know how you call it. Yeah, is it college or whatever? Yes, like sixth form. I've passed. And I was just waiting to go to university. But he didn't pass. So at least I was a bit intelligent than him. So I knew the difference between I and we. And I didn't understand why he wanted me to be added to his I so that we become we. When nobody has hurt me, I'm not offended. Nobody has done anything bad to me. I didn't have any issue with anybody. But you want to add me to your I so that we become we. And we should now leave. So I said, no, I will not leave. Then I said something to him. I said that, okay, let's say that the guy has offended you. What about me? Have I offended you? What about the other ashes? Have they offended you? Then I said, what about our pastor? Has he offended you? He said, no. So then why are you leaving the church? Because the church is not only this guy. You see, people don't think. That's why I'm saying that. If you have been to school small, do you know that today I am a bishop? Do you know who the guy has become? He's a fetish priest. Do you know who a fetish priest is? Yeah, he's a fetish priest. He lives in the village with plenty children. And she becomes so poor and wretched. If I show you his picture, you may think he's my grandfather. I met him 2 years ago. And I said, look at you now. He was even asking me for money. You would have been a pastor by now. Your life would have been different by now. People are not wise. And it's because you don't see yourself as alone. God has called you alone. So your sentiment, everything is based on people. Somebody is not happy with you, so then you have become angry. Then you walk away from the church and the place God has destined for you, that your future and everything is connected to. You just get up and when speak in a very foolish way, you walk away and you expect your friends to follow you. You expect your brothers to follow you. Nonsense. And when we don't follow you, say that we it's a cult. It's because of the message of loyalty. It's not because of the message of loyalty. We are not idiots. We are using the little brain that God gave to us. Yes. Use your mind, though. Use your mind. God has given you. That's the difference between you and a goat. When a goat is crossing a road, he doesn't know, look left and right and left again before you cross. He just go on, and then the car. How can somebody's anger and then whatever he has experienced or whatever is making you also take a decision to leave a church that you have been part of all your life? You don't even understand the problem the person is talking about. So he is my brother. He is my sister. I feel for him. If he's leaving the church, I'm also leaving the church. One day, I used to visit one of our churches in America. And there was a lady who was married to one of my mates in high school. And this my mate, he didn't like God at all. So when I went and found him in church, I was so happy. And I asked, how did you? So the pastor was a very good pastor. So he followed him up and became a friend and helped him in different things. And he became so committed and joined the church. And anytime I went there, he was there with his wife, everything. Then one day I went back to the church. The two of them were not in the church. So the pastor told me that the lady has stopped the church. And because of that, the husband too has stopped the church. So I said, oh. So I said, I want to visit. I called them. And I went to visit them, ate with them. I went with the pastor. So I asked, why did you leave church? She left church because of a particular lady. A particular lady. And they have been in the church for 8 years. So I asked the pastor, so where is this lady? So that lady has also left church a long time ago. So I said, the reason for which you left the church is not even in the church. It's not even there anymore. And the husband is so offended with the wife that, because the wife has started going to another church, and the husband said that he will never follow the wife to her new church. Neither would he go back to church again. So the husband now stays in the house. And the guy has changed. Now he calls me, Bishop, talk to your friend. Pray for me. So I said, me, I should pray for you. You think I don't know what to use my time for? When I told you, go back to church. Go back, you won't go. You left her because of one person. A church, a place, a family you have built your 8 years of life, relationship, everything. You walk away because of one person. Because you've never seen yourself as alone. God separated you alone and planted you in a family. Psalm 68 verse 6. Look at it. Psalm 68 verse 6. God settled the solitary in families. God is the one who sets us in families. Yeah. Spiritual family. God is the one who set you here. Yeah. And he bringeth out those which are bound with chains. But the rebellious, when God brings you to a place, say, Lord, I don't want to be here. If this is the place God wants you to be and rebel, say, you won't be here. You will dwell in a difficult, in a dry land. That's why there's a book of those who leave you. It's a book to protect your mind that don't follow around Guso. And that if ever you're offended, don't take a decision to leave church. In your biological family, when you're offended, you leave the family. How many of you have quarreled with your brother before, your sister before, you were not happy, or your mother even rebuked you, were not happy? Have you left the family? We are still around. But when it comes to the church, you know, I'm leaving. It's demonic. It's a demonic attack on you. Somebody makes a mistake, now I'm leaving. And then an evil spirit takes. So because an evil spirit took you out of the church, obviously you'll be filled with evil spirit. And then you start attacking the church that led you to Christ, that prayed for you, that dedicated your children, that blessed you, that married you, that visited you, that dedicated your house, that prayed for you to get a job. You start attacking it. Tell your neighbor, you can never be the reason why I will leave this church.
Yeah.
Yes. You see, the church is like Noah's Ark. The church is like Noah's Ark. Different types of animals were in the ark. The lion, the antelope, the cat, the rat, the elephant, the mosquito. All of them were inside. Do you see? The antelope woke up and saw the lion staring at him. And he was yawning. Immediately, antelope rushes to Pastor Noah. He said, "Pastor, I'm not comfortable in this ark. The lion saw me, this man has been yawning and roaring. I'm not comfortable. Can you open the gate so that I leave for my own good?" Whilst he was talking, then the cat passes and then the rat comes. Said, "Pastor, have you seen the cat moving up and down? Everywhere I'm going, he's following me. Please, I want to leave the church. I want to leave the ark." Hey. Then Pastor Noah said, "Hey, I understand. But you see, you are here for a purpose. God is the one who brought you here. If I leave you out now, you are dead. Outside the church, outside the ark, people are drowning. People are drowning. People are dying. People are gasping for air. They are hoping that they will find themselves in the ark, but it's too late. It's better for us to live here in the ark, in the church, than to be outside. At least here we can solve our problems. If there are problems, I'll talk to the cat. I'll talk to the lion. That he shouldn't bite you. You are his brother. We are a family." But Satan is wicked, eh?
Very wicked.
Yeah. Even me, I when I joined the church, few months after, I stopped the church for 3 weeks. Because I was offended with my choir leader. Her name is called Jemfua. Yes. Jemfua told us that on Sunday we're going to wear a black trouser and a white shirt. And I decided to wear a blue trouser and a white shirt. And when we came to church on Sunday to sing, Jemfua told me that because I'm not wearing black trousers, I shouldn't go on stage. But unfortunately, when the choir was used and were invited to come on stage, I should have listened to her instruction not to join them. But I decided to join them. Then she came and signaled me to go back. And the whole church was looking at me. And it was a special program. It was a convention. And I brought my 3 friends to church. They were coming to see me standing on stage singing to the glory of God. She sucked me. When I was going to sit down, I saw my 3 friends. They were laughing at me. So after church, I said, no. Jemfu has disgraced me. Jemfu has embarrassed me. I'm not going to come to the church again. This is my last Sunday in this church. So the following Sunday, I didn't come to church. Then the following Sunday, the second Sunday, I didn't come to church. Then the third Sunday, I didn't go to church. Meanwhile, Jemfua doesn't even know that I'm offended. But she was just doing her work as a proper shepherd. Strong shepherd. Yes. But you know, I'm sure maybe the prayer of my pastor and the shepherds and the church was working. That's why we pray for members. So I was there when I came to myself. I said, ah, but Jenfu, I was right. First of all, I had the black trousers. I didn't wear it. I had a rebellious spirit. I had an independent spirit. I liked the blue one. Then when I came, Jenfua told me that because I'm not wearing the right dress, I shouldn't come on stage. I should have just listened to her. Because she had told me alone. And when she was telling me, there was nobody there. I should have listened. But you see, I was a stubborn person. And I was climbing. He said, no. So as I thought about it, and I said, ah. And I like my pastor. My pastor was just a fine preacher and a teacher of the word. And I enjoyed him. So why should Jenfua be the reason why I'm stopping the church? I became like a prodigal son. I said, I will arise and I'll go to my father. And I'll say, Father, I've sinned against you. And I went back to church. Now, I want to ask you a question. Do you think that if I had not gone back to church, I'll be standing here preaching to you? There is nothing I have in this world or in this life that is not from the church, including my wife. I met my wife in church. All my friends, everywhere. Dr. Steve was in the same church. You see what the devil was trying to do to me?
Yes.
He was trying to deprive me of my future. Because my future is connected to where God set me. This is the family. He has set this. This is the family he set me. Everything I have and I'll become and I'll ever do is connected to this place. So you have to accept separation. God has separated you from your friends and has brought you to this place. Be here. And then you may separate you again. Go here. Go and start a church. Go and start a branch. You may be in the bedroom church or in the least church. You are happy. You are there. But one day, God will separate you and say, go and start a church. And you have to go alone. Don't say no. This is where I've been. All my friends are here. I love it here. I like it here. You've been missing your call. You've been missing your greatness. You've been missing what will make you relevant to God. Accept separation. So when Abraham, God said, I called you alone, but he took Lot along. He wouldn't separate himself fully. All the problem he had was from Lot. The strife. First one was the strife. And then second one was that Lot was kidnapped. He has to now organize an army to go into battle because of this boy. Unnecessary war. He has to go into war. Bible said Abraham armed his men, his servants, men servant, and went. Genesis chapter 14. And he had to go and fight because of this boy. Spend so much money. Do you understand what I'm saying? And when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, burned his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. Hey. Spending so much money. Then eventually he became an intercessor also. In Genesis chapter 19, when Sodom and Gomorrah, Lord was in Sodom and the whole place was going to be destroyed. He now became intercessor, an intercessor. Praying for deliverance and for God to show mercy. Serious.
Serious.
One mistake of not separation, not separating yourself. Look at the cost. Look at the problem that's brought you. So please accept separation. And you will fulfill your ministry. Amen. God is going to separate you. And you know, sometimes the people around you is the reason why God cannot speak to you. Yes. Because when God speaks to you, you go and talk to them about it. And the devil will use them to discourage you. You see? Yeah, discourage you and do so many things. So Abraham, God stopped talking to him. But the Bible said the Lord spoke unto Abraham after Lot was separated from him. Look at Genesis chapter 14, verse 13. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after Lot was separated from him. After what? Lot was separated from him. The Lord spoke to him. He has stopped speaking to him. Some of you, the Lord has stopped speaking to you because of that foolish boy in your life. That uncircumcised Philistine. Who you have become a door to him. A door to him. You can't resist him anymore. Anytime he knocks at the door, you open the door. You open it wide. He has the key to the door. Even when you don't want to open it, he just opens it himself. Hey! The Lord said unto Abraham, after, God is waiting for your separation. And after, he will speak to you. After, he will bless you. After, he will give you a better choice, a better person.
Amen.
Lord, I want to keep what I have. When you bring the new one, then I will leave it. Separation first. Say separation first. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. I hope you don't mind. I'm giving you plenty of scriptures. I'm sorry, I can't help it. Wherefore, come out from among them and be you what? Separate, saith the Lord, and touch not unclean thing, and I'll receive you. Come out among them and be separate. Look at verse 18. I love verse 18. And I will be a father unto you. And you shall be my sons and my daughters, hear the Lord Almighty. Because I'm waiting to be your father. I'm waiting for you to be my son. I'm waiting for you to be my daughter. I'm only waiting for you to separate yourself from amongst them. Oh, your friends are unbelievers, drunkards, clubbers. These are the people you have occupied. God is saying, come out from amongst them. Be separate, and I will receive you. I will welcome you. Yes. You see, in the story of the prodigal son, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that fallen unto me. And not many days after, the younger one gathered all that he had and he went into a far country. And there he wasted his substance with a riotous living. I don't know why you are so excited. Luke chapter 15, verse 11. Yeah, that's what we are reading. So not many days after, the younger son gathered all that he had, wasted his substance with riotous living. He went to a far country. His father never went to look for him. Yes. He wasted everything he had. He began to be in want. There was famine. He didn't have any job. All the money was finished. He wanted a job. He got the lowest job. Jews don't eat pigs, let alone to rare pigs. He went to rear pigs to take care of somebody's piggery, pig farm. And he was now desired to eat the The husk, the food was given to the pigs. But the owner warned him, the day you eat the pig's food, I will sack you. That was a no man give unto him. Yes. But when he came to himself, verse 17, when he came to himself, he said, how many high servants are in my father's house, the food to eat and food to spare, and me, I sit here and suffer hunger. I will arise and I'll go to my father and say, Father, I've sinned against God, and I've sinned against heaven, I've sinned against you. And I'm not worthy to be called one of your servants. Make me one of your high servants. The Bible says, and he arose. He separated himself. Now he was separating himself. When he separated himself, do you see? He separated himself. And he was yet a great way off. His father saw him and he ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Yes, that's what God meant. Come ye from amongst them and be ye separate, and I will receive you. And you become my sons and my daughters. He fell on his neck and kissed him. Yes. That's the power of separation. As soon as you respond and separate yourself, a blessing is what is following.
Amen.
A blessing is what is following.
Amen.
Yes. So any form of separation as a child of God, as one that is saved and called by God, you must follow it, because it is one of the divine events God uses to take you into the ministry and into the fulfillment of your calling. It's part of it. It's part of it. It's part. Respect it. Respect it. Respect it. Respect it. Yes. He was fellowshipping with harlots. Yes. His big brother had all the information about him. Yes. He said, this thy son, who have wasted and spent all thy living with harlots, he has come. Look at the party you are throwing for him. He had to separate himself from harlots, prostitutes, all kinds of things, pigs, all that, before his life was changed.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
God will call you alone. As you follow him, he will call you alone. You may be in a group like this, but it's like he's speaking to only you. Even as I'm speaking, God is, I'm speaking generally, but God is speaking to some people specifically. Yes. To separate yourself. How come your friends are people are always speaking against church and pastors? You have joined the tail-bearing society of the church. Every gossip in the church, you are part of it. That's why you are not blessed. Yes. That's why you are not blessed. That's why your life is not improving. Your life is not changing. Yes. The Bible says, and King David died in a good old age, full of riches and honor, and Solomon his son reigned in his stead. 1 Chronicles 29 verse 28. He died a good old age. So CNN and Al Jazeera, they went to interview him. How come you were able to live in a good old age? You live for 110 years and you die as a billionaire. Many people die poor. But David died. Number one, he died in a good old age. He lived for a long time. And he had money. Then he asked his son to reign in his stead. What is your secret? CNN was asking.
Wow.
Yes. And Al Jazeera, BBC, they were all there.
Wow.
They were interviewing him. Sky News, they were all there. Do you know the answer? The first thing David said, Psalm 1 verse 1, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit on the seat of the scornful. This is my secret. I separated myself from three groups of people. Number one, sinners. I didn't listen to their counsel. If you are not born again, you can't advise me. If you are not spiritually stronger than me, you can't advise me. Yes. I don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. People who are not godly, including my mother, my father, if they are not godly, they cannot advise me. Nor stand in the way of sinners. Yes, I don't go on the path of sinners. I don't stand in the ways, like the way they do their things. I don't do my things that way. And then I don't sit on the seat of scornful. People who criticize and scorn and blaspheme and speak against holy things. I don't sit with such people at all. Three things, yes. Three groups of people I don't fellowship with. Yes. Yes. So then they ask him, what do you delight? Then what do you say? Oh, my delight is in the law of the law. And in the law, do I meditate day and night. And what shall be the result? I will become like a tree planted by the rivers of living waters. That's the result of separating myself from this type of people and concentrating and allowing the word of God to be my delight and my counsel. I will become like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And because spiritually I am positioned by the rivers of water, I will bring forth my fruit in his season. My leaf will not wither, and whatsoever I do shall prosper. That's why I prospered in everything I do. David has not finished. Then verse 4, he said, but the ungodly is not so. The ungodly, the one who doesn't follow these things, he will not experience what I just told you. But he will be like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Verse 5. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Yes. So sinners, separation. He's talking about separation. It's a master key to a blessing and to a blessed life. And many Christians cannot separate themselves. Some of you must separate yourself from Netflix and go on YouTube, Dark Hayward Mills channel, and you look for the rant, whatever, and go and click, and you will see messages, videos of camps, Makane, documentaries, crusades. Look for the round. But you won't do. Some of you will not separate yourself from pornography. BigAnti.com. Please don't go and type in it, BigAnti.com, because I don't even know whether it exists or not. Separate yourself. Separate yourself from this, and I shall receive you, and you shall be my sons and daughters. Yes. Look at it again. I love it. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. And I will receive you. Wherefore come you from among them. Be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch that unclean thing, and I will receive you. 18. And I will be a father unto you. You shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. From there, you go to chapter 7, verse 1. Wherefore, having these promises, dearly beloved, having these promises, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. What he's saying is that when you are able to separate yourself, you'll be able to, from people and from things you have, you'll be able to live a holy life. Yes. Filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit. Amen. Some of you cannot be holy because of the people you move with. That's your greatest problem. If all your friends you move with, you are more spiritual than them, then you won't go far. You should always have people who are spiritual than you. More spiritual, more anointed, wiser. That's the way to go higher. Amen. Amen. Lift up your hands. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, just pray. Pray that you respond to his mercies. You respond to his separation. You accept separation. You respond to the love, the mercies of God. In the name of Jesus. Pray, everybody, pray. Oh, Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, pray for the grace to accept separation. Maybe there are some friends to separate yourself from, some relationship you must separate from. Pray for the grace. Some things to separate yourself from. In the name of Jesus. Pray for the grace to separate yourself or to respond to the call of God. To fulfill your ministry. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word and for showing us that separation is a master key to enter into your will. For you've called us alone. May we respond to this lonely calling and follow your voice, even if it means we are alone on that road. Father, we pray for the grace to follow through. Lot's wife became a pillar of salt because she wouldn't accept separation. He said, don't look back. Go, separate yourself from this wicked people and this sinful city, and keep going and never look back. The Bible says she looked back and became a pillar of salt. Lord, have mercy on us. As you take us and separate us from the world, we will never look back. Let's become a pillar of salt. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Please take your seat.